Hey everyone, welcome back to the Your Fielder's Choice NBA podcast. I am your host, Devin, joined as always by Chris. How are you doing today, Chris?
Doing good on this Monday afternoon, ready for another week of NBA. I think it's the last full week before the All-Star break.
Yes, the 7th, I believe, is official. The All-Star break starts. So yeah, we're looking this week. Give us a nice little break. We're going to take advantage of that break and actually start previewing some MLB. So things are moving quickly here. We got some baseball coming, and NASCAR is in the thick of things. Basketball, hockey, I'm loving it. So let's go ahead and just jump right into to a new week of basketball here. And as always, we're gonna go position by position. Do you have a preference between the two? Because the price is actually fairly close between the two.
As of right now, I don't. I'm kind of leaning Lillard just because of the matchup with Charlotte playing last night. I mean, but you can't go wrong with Luka at all. So, I mean, it's whatever your salary fits, I think, today.
Yeah, I mean, you're looking only 300 different on DraftKings, 500 different on FanDuel. So definitely FanDuel, I think Lillard will be the chalkier of the two with that savings. DraftKings right now we're showing Dame as the higher owned of the two, but again, I think if you end up with the money to play Luka and you want to play him over Dame, I think that's okay. We project them to be within a point of each other, so it's pretty darn close on paper here today. Both are elite, 1.4 and 1.61 fantasy points per minute. Luka obviously has the better fantasy points per minute, but like you mentioned it, Lillard has a really nice matchup here against a little bit of a banged up Charlotte team who did play yesterday as well. So on the flip side of that game, we do have LaMelo Ball on FanDuel, still coming in at 7-9. Again, quietly having a good year, good rookie season, 1.22 fantasy points per minute. With these injuries, it's actually been a lot of the young guys stepping it up. We've been burnt by Biombo a couple times in a row now. It's been, Ball put up almost a 50 spot last night. PJ Washington's been playing out of his mind. So I certainly like Ball, especially if they remain short here. And then we've got Harden is listed at point guard only on DraftKings. So we have three big boys to consider over here on point guard, and all three are only point guard eligible.
Yeah, I mean, Harden's had two quote unquote down games against Orlando and Dallas, but San Antonio's not very good. I don't mind Harden at 11K. I haven't made any builds yet, so I don't know if it's possible to get him in and feel good about your lineup, but I mean, he's always in play at 11K on DraftKings.
Yeah, I mean, you're gonna have to play one of these guys, so it's pretty much going to be either pricing is going to dictate it, or which one's your favorite. You got three really strong options, and
I mean, they're all projected within like, so Dame's at 57, we got Luka at 58, and we got Harden at 59. So they're all projected within like 1 or 2 points of each other, and they're all like, what, 300, $400 away from each other. So
yeah.
it's very close up top today.
Yes, it is. So that decision may end up making or breaking you, though, to be honest. If you get unlucky and one of those games is a blowout, and you happen to have the guard from that one, yeah, you might get screwed. So, pay a little attention to that final ownership on those three. Maybe go with the chalkiest of the three, take a look at Vegas totals, et cetera, to kind of help you decide which one of those you want to go with. Moving on, though, we do have Patty Mills, still super cheap, especially on FanDuel at 3.9. He's 4.7 on DraftKings. Still a nice price. Gets Brooklyn. We talk about Brooklyn all the time. Up tempo. Certainly gotta be on your radar tonight. Same game, we've got Kyrie. He is 9-1 and 9K on the two sites, and he actually does carry some shooting guard eligibility on DraftKings, which Certainly
Crazy to think
helps.
about.
Yeah, it really is. He did drop 50 before taking his little maiden stay, and he's got three straight over 40, so he's certainly in play as well. And then let's see, we've got some. We'll get to the Houston guys when we get to shooting guard.
On the flip side, I really like the Cleveland guards tonight, Garland and Sexton. Especially Garland, 6,900 on DraftKings is a pretty good price for him, especially with what he's been doing. He's put 40 or more in two of his last four. Houston, as we know, is not a very good team defensively. So I don't mind Darius Garland tonight at all.
They've lost 11 straight now. Houston has.
Man.
Yeah, they're not good. So that's pretty much as plain and simple as that. They're pretty bad. So, but that means you can take advantage of that with a younger team like the Cavs. They're going to give their young guys all the minutes they can. So even it kind of mitigates some of the blowout risk because they're still going to lean on those young guys because they need experience. So I like Garland and Sexton as well. Leads us right into shooting guard, where Sexton is listed at shooting guard. He certainly is a viable play here, as you mentioned. Then we have, from the flip side, Eric Gordon, Victor Oladipo should be back. I mean, it's bad, but everything's going through these guys, so they certainly have to be considered here.
Gordon is listed as questionable as of right now. That came up about 50 minutes ago, so we got to keep an eye on that. If he's out, big bump to Oladipo. So just we got to make sure we keep an eye on that news. I think we go to almost as far as to say if Gordon's out, I mean 7,600 for Depot against Cleveland. It's a pretty good spot. That's DraftKings. That's FanDuel price, but he's 77 on DraftKings.
77.
So I mean, that's still a really good price for Oladipo there. I think he might go as far as saying he's a lock.
Yeah, and so if Gordon's out, then obviously got to pay attention to who starts. It'll probably be David Nwaba, but we've got House, McLemore, Nwaba would all see boosts, so would all kind of become punt viable here. Again, it's not the best feeling in the world as Houston's really, really bad, but good news is Cleveland is not exactly an elite team, so that should make you feel a little bit better about some of this Houston value. But yeah, definitely keep an eye on the Eric Gordon news. If he's out and Depot plays, yeah, Depot is going to take every shot he can. Everything will have to run through him. So outside of him, we do have a couple guys here. Let me see where they're listed here. Okay, so we've got Dwayne Bacon, Sterling Brown, Patty Mills does carry shooting guard eligibility. Justin Holiday, Kyrie carries that shooting guard eligibility, as mentioned. David Nwaba, if he starts, he's only 4'7". Kobe White actually carries some shooting guard eligibility. Sexton, Monte Morris. So we've got some options. Really feeling like a comeback. To this come back around to this position outside of Oladipo. And then Harden is listed at shooting guard on FanDuel, so he'll probably be chalky, especially if Gordon does play at 5'3". Those two will be a very popular pairing.
Yeah, this is not a very. I mean, I'm not thrilled to play anybody in this position tonight. I mean, like Dwayne Bacon, yeah, he's going to see more minutes with Ennis being out, but really tough to trust him, especially against Dallas. Sterling Brown, not somebody else I'm really thrilled about playing. So it's going to be hoping that we get some news, maybe make this position a little bit more clear, or if not on DraftKings, use someone who has got multi-position eligibility at shooting guard tonight.
I think of Cody Martin at 3'5". He hasn't done a ton, but he did play 24 minutes and then 27 minutes, just a little short of 20 both games. You can considering that if he's starting or thrust into a bigger role again here.
Yeah, I think that I am completely 100% off of this Biyombo train that it's burdened me the last 2 days that he's been playing. Even if he starts, I mean, he got 20 minutes last night, 10 and a half in. I know I'm jumping ahead to center, but it plays into this part because Martin started two games ago and played 25 minutes. And so, yeah, I think even if he doesn't start, he's definitely in play because he's getting the minutes. Charlotte's down a bunch of guys. Hayward's doubtful. Zeller's doubtful. So, I mean, he's going to see probably 25 plus minutes again.
Yeah, I mean, they've been a mess, but the fact that he's saw his minutes go up too as well is encouraging at 3.5. He can do a little bit more with that. At that price, he has a chance to really crush his price tag. But even if he just gets us that 18 or so, that's still 5 times return at his price. So you can play that and feel decent at only 3.5K. So
A guy that
definitely
I'm
need to.
really liking for GPPs from Charlotte is Malik Monk. He's actually been playing pretty darn good. He's got 32 or more in 3 straight, 25 plus minutes in all those games, and reached 30 last night. They're relying on him a lot off the bench. Only 5,500 on DraftKings. I think that's a solid price for him.
You almost had to put him in your cash list because really it's been five, four of his last five have been pretty decent. Five of his last six, actually.
Yeah, I mean he's playing. excuse me, he's playing really well right now, and he's getting the opportunity with all these injuries. I mean he's definitely in play tonight at only 5,500. I feel a lot better about him than I do a lot of these other guards. I like him better than Clarkson, Joe Ingles. I like him better than a lot of guys tonight.
Yeah, he's got 20 or more real points in five of his last six. So, I mean, if you remember, Monk was a project coming in. He's just a freak athlete. He could score, but it didn't really translate right away to the NBA. So maybe it's just taken a couple years. Maybe this is finally what they thought they were getting when they drafted him pretty high.
Yeah, I know. I agree. I mean, it's a good matchup. Portland doesn't play the best defense out in the wing, and I think he can drop 20 again easily, 20 real points again easily.
It certainly should be playing with some confidence right now. So, yep, I like that call. He's listed at the three on FanDuel, which will go right into the small forward here. Got to start with House on FanDuel at only 4,500, but now we're projecting him to be the chalky option at that price. Do Justin Holiday, Joe Harris, so a couple of guys in this 4-5 range, all on FanDuel, all going to see about 30 minutes a game, all about the same. Right around 0.7 fantasy points per minute. That's not great, but we're more so paying for the safe minutes here at a position that's relatively weak. A lot of guys at this position all average about that same number, actually. I'm seeing, gosh, five, six plays, all that average right around 0.7 to 0.75 fantasy points per minute. So you might as well kind of take that value here.
Man, I really like that Justin Holiday price on FanDuel at 4,500. He's seeing 35 plus minutes a game. He's pretty. I mean, I like that price on Justin Holiday. I think he's a good value over on FanDuel tonight. Don't mind him on DraftKings at 5,100, but I really like that price on
Yeah, a
FanDuel.
couple $100 savings there is nice.
Yeah, no, and it's nice. Another guy that's popping that I kind of like. Is Bridges from Charlotte at 48. I mean, you're going to have a couple of Charlotte guys in your lineup tonight just due to the fact that they're shorthanded on a back-to-back. So Bridges could see 30 plus minutes again at 4,800. I think I still like Monk better coming off the bench, but Bridges is definitely in play at small forward at 4,800 on DraftKings.
Yep, he played 32 minutes last night, so it's a nice number. What you want to see, especially at that price, you get 30 plus minutes at under 5K. That's certainly a nice value. Bacon, which we already mentioned, is listed at the three as well. So again, an Orlando cheap option there under 4K. We've got Sterling Brown, another Houston guy to consider coming in at just 4-2. He is shooting guard and small forward eligible. Holiday, as you said, 5-1, especially like that FanDuel price. Royce O'Neal is listed as 3 and 4 eligible at 4-8. Nwabe does carry the small forward eligibility. What about Patrick Williams here coming in at 4-9?
Who do they got? They've got Denver, Patrick Williams. He's still going to see around 30 minutes. I think it's a tougher matchup for him. If you land there, I'm okay with it. He said he didn't play too well last game against Phoenix, but he's been constantly above 25 fantasy points tonight. I don't mind it at all if you land there, but he's not someone I'm rushing to get in my lineups like he was earlier in the year when Chicago was down all those guys.
Yeah, and his price is caught up as well. So Cody Martin is listed at shooting guard and small forward as well. So again, that's another one of these plays we'll have to keep an eye out. But assuming Zeller and Hayward are out, as you mentioned, I don't even really care if Cody Martin's not starting. The fact that his minutes went up yesterday despite not starting is very encouraging at only 3.5. So he's certainly in play at the three as well. We do have some pay-up
Right.
options, Porter, Ingram, Fournier.
Yeah, none of them are. Yeah. DeRozan against Brooklyn, if you're going to pay up, I think, at 8,400, goes against the narrative of pay player studs against Brooklyn. But I mean, Brooklyn's actually been a lot better recently on defense. So I think 8,400 for DeRozan might be a little too much for cash.
Yeah, it's kind of scary actually that they're figuring out the defensive side because, I mean, obviously when healthy, there's no trio better in the league, and it's not really close than that three.
Yeah, no, I agree 100%. Also need to watch the Usman news for Cleveland. If he's out, I really like Okoro, however you say it, the OKORO. I really like him against Houston tonight. He actually had a really good game last game with Usman out. He played against Philly. He had 34 minutes, 36 fantasy points, 15 real points, and 8 rebounds. It's a lot better of a matchup against Houston. He didn't do much last time against Houston, but I think if Usman's out, then he'll see more usage and minutes again. So I really like that play. So we got to keep an eye on that Usman injury news as well.
Yep, and that's another play that, like I said, even if Cleveland comes in and beats Houston fairly easily, they're going to give him minutes. He's a rookie. They want to see what they have with these guys. They want to give him experience. So I could see him playing, 34 minutes again, like he did last game. So he can give us 20 plus here pretty easily. It's something he has done in five of his last seven games. So he's quietly playing pretty well. So I certainly like that play as well. Let's move over to the power forward. We've got over on FanDuel, we've got Tobias Harris coming in at 7-1. Tobias Harris having a pretty good season, 1.09 fantasy points per minute. He's going to give you big minutes. I like that price of 7-1. We project him at 5.5 times return over on FanDuel at that price. Let me see what his DraftKings price is.
7,9.
So yeah, there you go. Yep, that's one of those big pricing discrepancies. That's $800. So, and then of course we got some pay up options. Porzingis, Sabonis, our dude. I tell you who's been playing really well though. It's going to be hard to ignore here is PJ Washington.
Man, he's been. I think 6,200 is still too cheap for him. The last two games with no Zeller, he's had 43 fantasy points and 66 fantasy points. I think you go ahead and just lock him in against Portland tonight and move on. I mean, he's been unreal with all the injuries to Charlotte.
And 41 minutes last night. That's super encouraging. He shot the ball 23 times, 15 of 23. That's fantastic. So I like the fact that they gave him more minutes, said, "Hey, shoot the ball. Like you're our best scorer right now." So yeah, I really like that play. I mean, who's gonna I Covington's a good defender, but Washington's bigger than he is. So actually, if he starts at the five, especially, which he's been doing lately with these injuries, Cantor is a dreadful defender. So I really like Washington a ton at that price on both sides.
Yeah, no, I do as well. I mean, like I said, I think you just lock him in and move on. I mean, I think he's a solid play tonight.
Yeah, assuming those guys are hurt, I don't know how you or remain out.
Well,
I think.
Zeller is doubtful. Devontae Graham has been ruled out, and Gordon Hayward is doubtful as well. So.
Yeah, so things are going to run through him. But yeah, I don't I think that's a pretty easy play there. So we do have Covington. Kleber is there on FanDuel. I don't know if I can play him. Let me check multi-position here. We do have Bridges is listed at the four as well. Royce O'Neal. PJ Washington carries four and five, which is really nice. Here's a guy that we talked about earlier in the year. Okiki for Orlando coming in against Dallas, who we've talked about a lot this year, is not very good against bigs.
No, he's got four of his last five games. He's seen 20-plus minutes at 3,200. He hasn't done a whole lot, but they haven't been the best of matchups. I mean, Detroit, he went off for 22 fantasy points, only had 11 against Utah, had 27 against Golden State. So he's doing pretty well in the weaker matchups, but not so good in the tougher ones. But this is, I mean, Dallas is horrible against bigs, so I don't mind this taking a punt at all against Dallas in this position.
At only 3-2, you know, 20-plus minutes, like you said, and what, four or five? And really beyond that, gosh, 8 of his last 10, he's seen 20-plus minutes at 3-2 in a exploitable matchup. That's not bad if we don't get anything, you know, unless we get something that pops that's a little bit safer. Certainly worth considering here. Let's move over to the center, which we do have one of those values. Justin Patton got moved into the starting lineup last game, and he is only 3-2. So there's another guy that same price. He played 26 minutes last game, scored 20 points. So do you prefer Patton over Okiki?
I mean, I don't think I prefer really any of the bigs from Houston over anybody, but I mean, I guess he's safer because he's starting. But I don't know. I mean, I guess Houston finally got smart and realized PJ Tucker can't play center. it's been stupid. I mean, yeah, I don't mind it against Cleveland. I think Jared Allen has another massive game, 60 plus upside again in this matchup. But I mean, if you're looking to save money, I think Patton is cheaper or is safer due to his minutes than Okiki. But it's still hard to trust him. I mean, he's not a world, you know what I mean? He's not going to light the slate on fire.
Yeah, no, absolutely not. I would probably say Patton Okiki is actually a bit of a coin flip, but I'm playing both over JaVale McGee. JaVale McGee just doesn't play enough.
No.
16, 10, 14, 6, 14. It just, you know, you're lucky if you get 15 minutes out of him. So, granted, he put up 20.5 FanDuel points in 10 minutes in this matchup last time, but I don't like relying on a guy who's going to play 10, 15 minutes. So, GPP, sure. Cash, it just feels like too big of a risk when I can drop down $200, play Patton and/or Okiki and get 20 plus minutes from both.
Yeah, I hate this Jared Allen price at 8,500. DraftKings finally got smart and priced him up in this matchup. But, I mean, if you can get to him, I mean, I'm going to go as far as to say this is a 50-plus night out of Allen. We saw what he did 2 games ago against Houston. He dropped, what, 61, 26 real points, 18 rebounds. So it's the same matchup. I mean, nothing's changed other than maybe Usman's out for Cleveland. So, it's another smash spot for Allen. If you can't get him in cash, get him in a GPP.
Yeah, he's especially appealing in FanDuel 7-9, a couple $100 cheaper than his DraftKings price. Do have Enes Kanter coming in. PJ Washington, like I said, he's been starting the five. I think he will again. So Kanter will have a little bit of a size advantage on Washington here. So coming in at only 6-3 on FanDuel is a very nice price. You know, he's playing mid-30s minutes-wise, 1.14 fantasy points per minute, 6-3, very appealing price. DraftKings is 7-2. I mean, that's not bad. I think I would rather play Washington. You know, I think I'd rather play Washington for a grand less, who also carries center eligibility.
I would, too. I think I would much rather play Washington over him or – yeah, I mean, there's not really – I mean, this is another weaker position to me. It's either you're paying down for Patton or you're paying for Washington or going all the way up to Allen, you know, or even Vucevic, but he's not really popping because he's 10-2, but, I mean, he's in a good spot as well.
Yeah, I mean, we talked about Dallas struggles with bigs, so Vuc should certainly eat here as well. I think you just take Washington. Washington or Patton, I 100% agree there. On Fando, I think you do take that Canner value, 6,300, full $1,000 cheaper on Fando than DraftKings. That's just one of those one of those pricing plays, and typically that means it's going to be chalk. So we do have the three big boys on the slate in Joker, Vooch, and Embiid. All three are just absolutely elite right now. Fine with any of those plays. So if you end up landing there, like, listen, Joker's gonna just kill Chicago. They don't have anybody nearly big enough to stop him. Sabonis is good, but Embiid's got a pretty clear size advantage in that matchup as well. And then
Embiid is questionable tonight, though, so keep that in the back of your mind. If Sabonis is out, or not Sabonis, if Embiid is out, Sabonis definitely is going to be coming to play.
And then really keep an eye on the Embiid news too, because that'll change some things around. Man, Embiid dropped 72 last game. My goodness, the dude is really good.
Yeah, I mean, he's unbelievable. And of course, the one time I play him on the year, he freaking drops less than 50 against Dallas and because they just smoked him. He
Oh
only
man, that
played
game.
28 minutes.
Yeah, that game was over in a hurry. Keep in mind too, I really like Joker here. Chicago is the game that Embiid dropped 50 real points, 17 rebounds, 5 assists, 4 blocks, 2 steals.
91
I mean,
DraftKings points.
yeah, because I mean, I don't know how technically big he is, but Wendell Carter's not a tall center, I don't believe. So I just, man, I'm gonna look that up actually right now because I'm curious.
I think he's 6'10", I believe.
Yeah, he is 6'10", so Joker's what, 7 foot, so he's got a couple inches on him. It's hard to imagine Joker not just absolutely eating in this matchup.
No, yeah, I mean, I love Joker. I mean, he's always in play. And 10'8", I think it's still
Six
too
eleven,
low.
actually. I
Oh,
thought Joker
okay.
was 7 foot, but still, we saw what Embiid did in this matchup, so.
Yeah, no, I like Joker too. Well, since we're on Denver, Campazzo is doubtful again tonight, and we've already lost Hampton, and they've already lost Howard and Gary Harris. PJ Dozier comes in play, but I also like Monty Morris at 4,900 a ton. He played 28 minutes last game. He's been getting over 30, over 20 fantasy points a night. I mean, they're down to three healthy guards. Murray, Morris, and Dozier are their only guards in Denver. We still have Porter Jr. and Barton, but those guys play the wing. And then, they'll both start, and they don't really have any bigs behind Joker. So, I mean, they're still very thin over in Denver. And this is a good matchup to get, Morris and Joker as a pairing against Chicago.
Yeah, I really like, well, and that the fact that they're so thin tells me that things are going to go through Joker as well and Murray.
I mean,
Tell you what though.
here's their bench tonight. Their bench tonight is Dozier, Carr, Najee, and Hartenstein, or however
Wow,
you
yeah,
say it. So,
that's
I mean, they've got nobody. So, I mean, these starters are going to play 40 minutes probably.
I really like that Dozier 3-2. He
Yeah,
only
me
played
too.
14 minutes in his return, but I am reading that it was actually perfect because that was his first game back in a while, so that it was a blowout. So they just eased him in, gave him limited minutes. So I like him to be, probably, especially being shorthanded, they'll probably give him 20 plus. He put up almost 20 points in 14 minutes. So at 3-2, if he can give us that 20 minutes, he's gonna get 5 times value with ease. So we do have a couple decent values on the board to consider. Decent, I would even call them punts. Cody Martin, Dozier, Kiki, and Patton being my favorites.
Yeah, same here. Yeah, no, I would agree 100% with you on that one.
I guess you could throw Dwayne Bacon and Aminu in there as well for Orlando. Both are under 4K. So again, we have some decent options. So not a bad slate, but again, keep an eye on some news. Eric Gordon news is going to carry a lot of weight. I'm just assuming Zeller and Hayward are out. Doubtful tags usually pretty telling. Keep an eye on the Embiid news. That'll change things a bit. That's pretty much it news wise, I believe. So Porzingis is
Let's see.
probable.
That's
Harris, keep an eye
crazy
on
one.
Tobias Harris. Yeah, unless we get that crazy news we've been getting. So, yeah, should be this is gonna be a decent slate. I'm actually liking what we're seeing here. So, got some punt plays on the board that should see decent minutes and allow us to load up a little bit here.
Yep, no, but I agree. Moving over to our top GPP plays. I think after that Composito news, and actually looking at this Denver roster, I think my top, I mean, he might be popular in cash. Right now, we don't project him as like the highest owned stud, but I really like Joker tonight. This is just a smash spot. Denver's down, guys. It's going to all run through him and Jamal Murray. So I don't mind Murray either, but I really like Joker tonight as the ties my top GPP play. And then also, you can't, this other guy, I mean, he's been playing really good. Yeah, I know we only normally do one, but I really like Mike Conley tonight at 6,500 against New Orleans. Conley's just quietly producing for this Utah team. I know I think I've mentioned him like three or four times now, but Lonzo Ball is not the greatest defender in the world. I think Conley could easily have a 40-plus night tonight.
Ball turns the ball over a ton as well. So Conley's got a decent chance to pick up a few swipes here as well. And those add up. Those can big games. So I really like that call. Yeah, I'm really high in Joker tonight in this matchup. We actually project him as our top point per dollar player on the entire slate, which is pretty nuts considering he is 10-8 on DraftKings, but a very exploitable matchup. Shorthanded, he's be doing, I mean, pretty much everything should be going through him. So I certainly like that call. Let me see what else I got here. And then
I mean,
I mean, he's a
honestly,
cash
I
play, but
don't.
I go ahead.
No, I was gonna say I don't mind a small little Denver stack
Yeah,
like
oh yeah.
Joker, Dozier, and Murray. I mean, that's just gonna be very. No one's gonna play those three together.
Yep, I absolutely love that. And then he's a cash play, but I just give me all the PJ Washington I can handle right now. So
I think I agree with you there. I mean, I think you lock him into every lineup and move on.
hard to overlook what he is doing right now. And he should be in a very similar position, and if they're going to let him shoot the ball 23 times, I'll take that all day long. So, all right. Well, with that being said, we'll catch you next time and good luck.
Good luck, everybody.